It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
Hi, it's Summer, and a quick request before we jump into the show. If you like or even love what you're about to hear, the number one reason the show has gotten around and stays in the favorites in iTunes and the App Store, it's because of your reviews. And we are in our 11th straight year because of you and your reviews. People rely on your opinion, and frankly, they often misunderstand flow dreaming. And the only way to correct that is through you leaving a few words about the program. And I can't do it. I would if I could, but it has to be you. So if I've made any impact on your life at all, please scoot over to iTunes on your podcast app and either subscribe to Flow Dreaming or write a review of the show or the app or both. And mega kisses for doing both. I'll send some good flow your way too. So pause the episode and do it now. Or just get on to the show. Hi, everyone. Summer. You guys ready to go on another ride into flow? We have a topic today that some of you are going to say, finally, and others will say, that's not me. No way. It's for all of you who find yourselves getting stuck in your heads. Right? Head spin, over analyzers. Wait, I need to think about it more, people. I know who you are, and I know why you do it. And I know why I have that same tendency as a reformed over analyzer. I know you're a Virgo. I know you're a type A. I know your human design. Believe me, it's for you guys. And if you're not one of those people, I encourage you to listen because I know that you know someone like that. You probably have to deal with that person. And this is where you're going to learn how. Before we go further, some good stuff I'd like to always share at the beginning of the show. Yes, in flow, the 3-day live flow event, the immersion event, is going to be happening in February. And that's coming up pretty soon. And tickets are on sale or will be on sale soon. And you go to my website, flowdreaming.com. You will find out there how and where to get them. I would love to meet you. I know some of you have been listening for years and years. And truly, I haven't done an event for the public, just open to everyone, in years and years. I think it'll be 3 or 4 years at least. And the prior events I've done have all been very, very small, like teensy little retreats. This is going to be different. I am throwing open the doors for a magnetic, intense, beautiful 3 days going into your flow. Who are you? What are you made of? What makes you work? What makes you tick? What have you been creating? What do you want to create? Why isn't it being created? Are you using energy correctly or are you using it incorrectly? Who here is an empath who wants to get stronger and more aware of their abilities? Check it out. It's called In Flow. It's on my website. The other thing, big news, is Me School will be opening its doors soon for the next class. Again, this class is going to be starting after the new year. You'll be getting some emails from me about it. And You know, sometimes people say, what's the difference between me school and this podcast? Can't I just keep listening to your podcast? Of course you can listen to this podcast. Listen to as many as you want. I put up all of these teachings for free for everyone around these concepts. Me school is much deeper. It is thoughtfully curated for you, meaning I'm taking you on a 12-month journey. We are starting at point A and we're ending up at point Z. We are going through everything in an order that I have seen create tremendous change inside of you. Learning to manifest, learning more tools, way more tools than even just flow dreaming, although that is a biggie. You'll learn how to be a creator, a true co-creator in the universe, creating what you want when you want it and how you want it. That's Me School. It's an amazing experience. Anyway, that's at the website too. And that's it. I just wanted to let you guys know that doors are going open for both of those. If they're not already open, just check back to the site. They will be very, very soon. And as always, first in is usually the very best in terms of, you know, pricing and all kinds of other goodies that I front load it with for people who make fast decisions. Which brings me to the topic today of overanalyzers. So I had an interesting experience recently where I was working in a group doing some personal development. And I noticed that several of us in this group were really stuck in our heads. Like, and they knew that they were stuck in their heads, but they were stuck in their heads. And what does it look like when someone's stuck in their head? You say, how does this make you feel? Or what do you think about this? What do you feel about this? And instead of answering from the heart, they're answering from their mind. Their mind is saying, oh, I can figure this out. Oh, well, we need to step back and go through this a little bit longer. And oh, I have to analyze every detail. In fact, I have a whole lot more questions before I can answer your question. Now, don't get me wrong. This is not a bad thing at all. Your mind is a beautiful instrument. This is what it was made to do, to gather facts, to assess, to come up with rational responses. The mind is usually the most protective and safety-oriented aspect of yourself. Don't do that. It will get you in trouble. Be careful. That's danger. Let me look at all sides of this before we just wildly go in. I'm going to protect you from your emotional self. Trust me. Put all of your faith in me. You do not want to give it to your emotional self. It will screw you up. Ooh, do you see how the mind in that little dialogue just morphed from being, I'm your friend, I'm your ally, to I'm going to control you and I'm not going to share power. And if you dare to share power with your heart, I am going to threaten you until you come back in line. This is what happens when your mind moves from being your ally to being your jailer. And in some of us, it's our strong tendency to do this. We are the ones who go into head spin. Head spin looks like this. I need to make a decision about this, but I think I need some more information. Maybe if I just got another week, maybe I'll figure it out later. Maybe I need to learn more. Oh, I just learned more. Oh no, now I've got more options. Well, wait a second. Maybe this isn't the best option. Maybe I should do that instead and then I should wait on this. Well, maybe I have to find out more so I can make the best decision. Meanwhile, everyone else has made their decision. You haven't. And then you lose the opportunity. Like who's had that happen to him here? I'm raising my hand. I always envision all of these, you know, phantom hands going up across the world. Me, that happens to me all the time. And then I justify it to myself saying, oh, it must not have been right for me anyway. Oh, the universe didn't want me to have that. I'm going to call you out on that. The universe wanted you to have that. It made it show up in your life. The flow universe is an abundant universe. I believe in an abundant universe. It gave that to you. You said no. You said I'm afraid. You said I'm in fear. What's the abundant universe going to do? It's going to give you another opportunity. It's going to make something else show up because that's what it does. Flow the energy of life, of your future. It's the same energy as the ocean waves that pound on the shore minute after minute, every day for millions of years, billions of years. Doesn't stop. Just keeps offering, offering, offering. Time pushing forward for billions of years. It's not like if you don't accept time, it says, okay, you don't get any more. Sorry, done. You're out of time. Bloop, you cease to exist. No, the abundant universe keeps giving and giving and giving. You analyzers are in a trap where you said, I can't make a decision. I don't trust myself. I can't decide. I don't know. I need to think more about this. I could be wrong. What are you doing? You're like the person who's standing there looking at the waves of the ocean saying, I really want to take a beautiful swim. It looks so inviting out there. This is wonderful. But wait, I need to think about this. What temperature is it? What salinity is it? Why is this ocean even put here in the first place? Is it dangerous? Are there sharks? Was I meant to go in the ocean? If it's meant for me, will it show up again? Oh, look, it showed up again. Maybe it is meant for me, but wait, there are sharks. Get this? This is why we were blessed to have two different ways to receive material decisions, information, choices. There are two realms of receiving. There are more, but I'm going to focus on these two. I call it the head and the heart. In fact, I did a podcast episode about this very subject several months back. I regret it had some technical errors. It's kind of not so easy to listen to in some parts, but the information's so good. So I'm gonna kind of pull from some of those concepts, though, in this episode. Head and heart. Okay, your head's job is to analyze, critique, offer you the backstory, give you information to pull from, right? If you have a series of experiences, your mind says, great, I've cataloged those. I know what the result of each one was. This is the most predictable result of this potential choice or action or desire or relationship or whatever it is. The heart says, thank you, mind, for giving me all of this context. I have decided that I want to grow and I want to connect and I want to feel and I want to be vulnerable and I want to experience intimacy, not just physical intimacy, but emotional intimacy with other people. Because I know at the end of the day, when we're laying in our deathbed together, you're going to want to say, look how much money you've got in the bank. Look at all the cars. Look at how you had two children and you had this job for X number. Look at all of these things you accomplished and did. And I helped you with all those. And the heart's going to be saying, look who you fell in love with. Look who loves you. Look at how you showed up for these people in your lives, in your life, in their lives. How do you feel? Do you feel joy or do you feel regret? Are you surrounded with love or are you surrounded with pain? Ask yourself, which is going to be the most important for you at that point? Now, for me, I know without any doubt at all. And I was fortunate that my experience with breast cancer just last year, as of this taping, I'm only 6 months into my remission, into my recovery. This became a really important question for me. How am I going to live? Who do I give the ultimate say-so to? And a lot of people will stay in their heads their entire lives. And when they reach the end, they're going to say, where's my connection? Who loves me? Who did I get real with? Who did I tell the truth to? Who was I vulnerable with? But they'll be in their heads. And that list is going to be really short. And then there'll be other people who said, boy, I took those risks. Remember when we moved to Paris? Remember when I fell in love and got my heart broken and I knew as I went into it that I was probably gonna get my heart broken, but I did it anyway because I so wanted it and I cherish that memory now. Look at these beautiful kids. They love me. They adore me. I am so proud of them. That's your heart. So depending on what you're picking, and can you tell? Yes, I'm very biased. Very biased in this regard. I love my mind. My mind wants to control everything. You see, my mind feels like if it can control everything, it can keep me safe. If it can figure everything out, then it's got me covered. And it wants to do that. I love my mind for that. I love that it keeps me safe. I love that it tells me, put your money away in your retirement account this month, Summer. Don't blow it on new clothes. I love that. It's keeping me safe. But remember how I gave that example of the mind who's your ally? And then your mind becomes your jailer? You know if your mind becomes your jailer. And you know how often. And maybe you're waking up to it. If you answer a question with a question, you're probably in your mind. If you've been stuck on a decision, a major decision for more than a month, you're in your mind. You've gone into head spin. Right? There are certain ways that you will be able, if you start looking, to tell, I am in head spin. And what's the mind doing? It's saying, we can't figure this out, so we're just going to keep you safe by keep you doing nothing at all. Really, that's what it's telling you. We can't figure this out. We don't really know, but we're not going to let on to that. We're just going to keep you safe by keeping you at a standstill. Okay, who here is stuck? Right? Again, hands up. Who here is stuck? Being stuck is almost always a result of being in the energy space of your mind. Now, what happens when your heart leads instead? Your heart says, I want to do this. This feels good. And the mind goes, no, you haven't earned that yet. You don't deserve that yet. What if these bad things happen? Blah, 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 blah. And the heart says, I want to take that chance. I want to grow. The only way I can grow is by risking myself. I want to risk myself. And the mind says, last time you did that, you got really broken. Do you want to do that again? No, you don't. Listen to me. I will keep you safe so you will never get broken again. Don't take that risk. And the heart says, if I don't take that risk, if I don't do it, I'll die. Right? I will slowly fold up inside. I'll become unreachable. I'll become leaden, dull, empty. I know where your solution takes me. I need to risk. And the head says, you could get hurt. You could fail. You could lose money. And the heart says, I know. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it again. And I may even do it again. And any or all of those things may happen to me each of those times. But this is how I live. This is how I'm going to reach that point, the end of my life, where I say I loved, I risked, I was vulnerable, I was open. I cared, I connected. This is the antidote to head spin. This is the antidote to the mind that wants to control everything. You need to recognize your mind is kind of fibbing to you guys. It's fibbing. Do as I say and I'll keep you safe. You know what? It's not safe. If you're that person standing at the shore looking at the ocean, you're getting a sunburn. You're getting windburn. You're getting frozen in place. Your joints are starting to hurt. All because you're scared of the ocean. You're actually not scared. Heart wanted in a long time ago. Are you identifying yourself now as this person? Any of you? You recognize it? Do you know somebody in your life who's like this? Do you know why they're like this now? Do you start to have some compassion, some understanding? They're trying to be safe. They're trying to be perfect. They're trying to be right. The more they're in their mind, you know, it's especially insidious. If you're someone or you know this person and they're very smart, hate to say it, but smarty pants out there, this is your Achilles heel. Smarter you are, the more easy it is for you to justify staying in your head. Why? Because typically your smarts have worked for you. Your smarts have gotten you ahead. You've learned to trust them and rely on it. It's very hard for you to say no to it. Mind says, look, I've proved to you over and over again. Look, we've worked out. No. But when have you ever allowed your heart to have that kind of workout? Right? Is there a school for connection, allowing your heart to open? Did you get 12 years of education in your country's educational system on how to be open and connect and genuine and take risks and be emotionally vulnerable and allow yourself to be loved and how to receive? No, we've only trained your mind. No wonder it thinks it's the top dog. Right? That's one of the biggest primary reasons I opened Me School. I want to train your heart. I want to make up for all this lost time. Lead with your heart. Lead with risk. Start to love the fact that life is uncertain. Change is always there. Change is up there with death and taxes. Have you ever been instructed on how to roll through change? How to ride change? How to move freely between your head and your heart, trusting them both, allowing them both to guide you? Do you know that successful people who remain successful, and I don't mean those successful types who are totally stressed out and overworked and always in fear and misers, that's not success. That just means they've accumulated some cash. Big deal. I mean successful people, balanced, joyful, happy, in love with their family, in love with themselves. Right? Their heart's firing. Man, their heart's firing. That's what we are learning. Now, how does this play into flow and flow dreaming and manifesting and creating? You know what the universe listens to? When you go forward in your life, do you think it's hearing your head? Or do you think it's hearing your heart? Where do your emotions come from? Yeah, your heart. How do we talk to flow? The heart. Do we talk to flow in our minds, our head? Do we just say, I am rich and abundant, I am rich and abundant, I am rich and abundant? You ever done affirmations like that? Have you noticed that absolutely nothing changes? You're like, how come those didn't work? Because you tried to do that from your mind. You're like, whoa, Summer, what about subconscious programming? Well, what about it? You know what's going on in your subconscious? Wild and dangerous territory. Woo, filled with all kinds of emotions and thoughts and feelings and jumbles. Right? Kind of like the deep, dark part of the ocean where the mind and the heart are in transition, kind of working stuff out together. Trust me, you do emotional work, your subconscious is going to start being affected. It will. But you have to do the emotional work. If you are an overanalyzer, the biggest thing you can do for yourself is to get out of your head, to say, stop. I trust you. You've taken me far enough. You've already laid out all of your criteria, all of your details that you wanted me to see. We don't need to keep going over them. And no, we don't need more time. And no, we don't need to keep waiting to get more perfect and right about it. And no, and your mind will say, no. Not because it's afraid that, you know, you'll go ahead and do something that might succeed. It's afraid you're going to listen to its heart, your heart, and the mind's going to have to step out and be out of control. And that's what you're really afraid of. I will be out of control. Remember, life is out of control. Life's out of control. Who can best navigate the territory of out of control? Right? Not the mind. That's why you've been blessed with your heart. And by heart, I mean the part of you that emotionally guides you, that just knows. You can lump spirit in with heart. Higher self in with heart. The part of you that decides to trust or not trust, that's the heart. And if you know someone like this, give compassion. Ask them what their heart wants. Stop them in their tracks. Be their guide to move them into this other way of thinking and processing called feeling. Got it? So if you like this topic, we're going to keep going here. I'm going to do a flow dream soon to get you into your heart, right? Out of that over-analytical, controlling mind. But I want to refer a great flow dream to you. Something that I think will help you. It's a playlist. Playlists, by the way, are groups of flow dreams that I have recorded. You can think of them like meditations, right? That's what we're all used to. They're not meditations. Flow dreams are their own thing. But yes, they are audios. They are recorded with music. Sometimes that music is really upbeat because I'm trying to get you into a gorgeous, deep, strong emotional state. I don't want you drifting off. I don't want you getting quiet and passive and still. I want you emoting and feeling. So the playlist that I recommend, and these are found at flowdreaming.com, by the way, flowdreaming.com. The playlist that I recommend is called Get Unstuck, the Get Unstuck playlist, right? This is a collection, I believe, of three flow dreams that will help you get out of your mind and into your heart, will help you stop head spin, make decisions, know what you want, go for it, stop putting things off, feel comfortable releasing and letting go. Letting go into your choice, your decision, your future, your needs, your passion. It's going to help you. There's also an additional single flow dream I'd recommend called Everything is Easy. All of you over-controllers, those of you who are stuck in your heads, you tend to think things are not easy. I need to find every potential ramification. Why not feel everything is easy? Oh, I don't trust that. Really? Why not? If you don't trust that, then you're certainly not going to get that in your life, are you? Oh, that's right. Yeah, I wanted to manifest a lot of ease in my life, but if I don't trust it, then I'm not going to get it. Bingo. Get everything is easy. The flow dream. Okay, we're going to go to a quick break. When we get back, get ready to do some flow. Hey, it's summer again, and we're on a break, but this is where I catch you up on a couple of things that can really help you go much deeper with flow dreaming. First, if you're wondering, how do I flow dream? What is flow dreaming? Then I have a free kit I created to teach you how to be in flow, how to talk to flow, how to manifest in your flow. Go to flowdreaming.com, enter your email there, and you'll get my tutorial on how to do all of this. I also give you a free flow dream to get started with. And this gives you the first step toward creating a freaking awesome life. And it also puts all of the concepts that you're learning in this podcast into context. So pop in your email on my homepage, flowdreaming.com, right now. Why not? We're on break. And I'll send it right to you. Then if you want to go a step further, you can begin expanding your library of flow dreams, which are these emotionally delicious audios that help you grow your power and manifest your future. This is the stuff. This is what we actually work with, how we do it. And they're on all kinds of topics. You can end fear. You can get unstuck or find your perfect career, be seen, get out of debt, find your soulmate, clear your body of toxins. It's just, the list is practically endless. These playlists are very powerful and very effective. In fact, I get emails every day with thank you notes from lottery winners, people who've just gotten married, people who got these huge unexpected bonuses at work, or they've reduced massive amounts of pain or debt, or they've healed themselves either inside or in their body. So please visit the shop at flowdreaming.com and see how you want to begin changing your life. Now, back to the show. All right, here we go. Now, I'm not going to explain what flow dreaming is this time. I try and kind of alternate because I know many of you listen to many of these episodes and you hear the same stuff over and over. So get my free kit, figure out what flow dreaming is. It's not meditation, right? We're going to go into a state of flow and we're going to use our emotion and we're going to use a daydream to get there. Just let yourself imagine, let your imagination percolate up. And follow me. Your eyes are closed. Oh, you don't want to bring any stress from your body into this. So take a deep breath all the way down to the bottom of your lungs, right there, past your ribcage. And release the breath slowly. Another deep breath. And as you release, feel your abdomen expand, your chest expanding, your shoulders drop. Your neck releases, you can roll it. Your jaw, your brow. All relaxed. You're gonna move into your flow. What is your flow? What does the word flow feel like to you, sound like to you? Is there an elegance to it? Is there trust? Does your flow move with you, without you? Is it like a current of light spreading through space? Can you be caught in your flow, held by your flow? Surrounded by your flow, sparkling white light, currents of energy. Perhaps just a sensation of beautiful forward movement. You've been moving in this direction for eons, growing, evolving, experiencing. And you look ahead and look at that. There's eons more ahead of you. Kind of reminds you of time itself. Doesn't go backwards. It exists behind you. It's been there. But it's unfurling in front of you like a sidewalk unrolling. It will be there. It is there. This was planned for you to be in. In this state of flow, it's not going all over the place. It's pretty pure. Like time itself, time isn't rambling, getting confused. A second is always a second. A minute's always a minute. It's predictable. Do you see your flow? Do you see how it too is always moving forward? It's predictable. It's pure, it's good, it's light, it's loving. It's always holding a space for you to develop yourself in, to grow, always. It holds that for you. Release yourself into it. Roll with it. Be a dolphin diving in it. Be a swimmer swimming in it. Be a bird flying in it. Be a kid doing cartwheels through it. Now, who's in your flow with you? It's right. You feel your heart? What does that heart say? What does that heart want? Does it want love? Does it want joy? Does it want good feelings? Does it want to protect you too? Is it going to endanger you? Or does it just say, I want to be open and I want to take the risk? I might be hurt, but I might also not be hurt. I'm willing to take the risk, to feel that love, to feel being included in that community, in that family, in that tribe, in that group of friends, in that workplace. I'm willing to take that risk. I want to be loved. let yourself feel that. Acknowledge that in your flow. Let your flow know that. Let your heart reveal that. And let your mind understand. There are two horses leading this carriage. Turn the reins over from time to time. Transfer those reins over right now. Let your heart speak. And now that you've done that, you say to your flow, I'll be back. We're going to do this again. There's more. I've just woken up to an idea, a feeling. I want to keep pursuing this in my life. Flow, will you help me? Will you keep sending things in front of me to remind me of this? Show this to me, will you? Flo says, of course I will. It's my job. Of course I will. And now you find yourself withdrawing from this scene, this image, opening your eyes. Maybe you're even smiling. Feeling so good, so revealed, so open, so much more in balance. And there you have it, a quick flow dream for you. All right, I love you all, and I look forward to talking with you again next week with another episode of Flow Dreaming. All right, that wraps up our episode today. But before you go, two things. One, you can get the Flow Dreaming app in the Google, Amazon, or iTunes app stores. It allows you to search and sort, to mark your favorite episodes. It's completely free to download. And it gives you access to the latest several dozen of these episodes, as well as to the premium episode library, where there are more than 400 episodes that date back 10 years. The app's free, so go download it now at Flow Dreaming in the App Store on your mobile device. And last, if you love my show, I'm going to give a shout out to my mom's podcast. It's called The Dear Venus Show, and she's an amazing intuitive and a medium and super, super funny. Search the words Dear Venus in your podcast directory or online, and that way you can find her too.